Jesus reserved his harshest words and condemnation for the so-called good folks, the scribes and the Pharisees, the ones that looked good, the ones that seemed to be doing everything right, able to teach other people and lead them. But he called them actors. The Greek word is hypokrites, from which we get the word hypocrite. And that's how it is translated in our Bible. They were just actors. Listen to what Jesus said about them. In Matthew, the 23rd chapter, begin with the 25th verse. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. You blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like unto whitened sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, If we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, you are witnesses unto yourself that you are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill up you then the measure of your fathers, you serpents, you generation of snakes. How can you escape the damnation of hell?" That's pretty strong words from Jesus, wouldn't you say? He was very merciful and kind in his speech when he spoke to ordinary people. But the pretenders, the people that were actors, those who put up a good front, those who outwardly looked very nice and probably acted very nice, probably were very good people in people's estimation, but inside they had not had the cleansing of the Holy Spirit. Their heart was full of evil and wickedness, and that's where God looks, on the inside. Jesus called them hypocrites. You know, we have people in our day, they say they are religious, they belong to churches, and yet many do so just because it's necessary, because they're in politics, or they're in business, or it puts them in a socially acceptable position. That's very dangerous. If you don't have true faith and the love of God within your heart and the grace of God, I don't want to face Jesus at the end of my days and come before the judgment seat and hear, "Hypocrite, blind guide, serpent." Oh, Father, I'm praying right now, Lord, that you will examine my heart. Open me up as the priest would open a sacrifice. See if there be any wicked way in me, Lord, and lead me in the way everlasting. I pray that your grace would be with me, and the Holy Spirit would make me clean within, without, and everything that I do would come forth from a heart that has been cleaned by your grace. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.